every couple of years, we are blessed with an election cycle. And I always, before, well, I guess right at the very beginning, I'm amused. And then you get frustrated, and you become amused again, because that's really the only thing you can do. People who have promises make promises, and then they get removed from their locale, and those promises are never kept. And it's amazing how I can do this, and I can do the other thing. And I'll be honest with you tonight, I'm not so sure as a country we haven't run the gauntlet. Somebody somewhere needs to figure out the one thing that we have not done, in fact we have left out as a country over and over again, is God. And He can do the job. He can fix the problem. But really, the country's problems are just symptoms of a people who do the very same thing. As a matter of fact, sometimes as Christians, we have a tendency to try everything else that we can. And then when, in fact, we were in Seymour, Indiana several years ago, and I don't know if you remember, it was a year that they had a shortage of flu vaccines, and it was a national story. They didn't know. If you, in fact, for a few weeks, you couldn't get a flu shot, and we were in Seymour, Indiana, and I was sitting on the front row, and there's a couple of ladies behind me that were talking, and the one lady said, "Well, I went to my doctor, and they didn't have a flu shot." She said, "I went to the emergency room, they didn't have the flu shot." I went to the quick care, they didn't have to. She said, "Oh, I guess I'll just have to trust the Lord." Some of you don't get that. You're thinking, yeah, that's right. How often do we use Him as a last resort when He ought to be the very first place we go? Amen. God help us that we can turn to Him. I've been praying throughout the morning and afternoon. Some people go up a MIF tree. I went up a shed. And there's a lot you can do while you're up on top of the shed, though. And I was asking the Lord what He have for the service tonight, which I believe is a very important thing to do. And these thoughts just came back to me over and over and over again. And the closer we got to the service tonight, the more affirmed in my spirit I felt. This is not a traditional Friday night of revival message. Okay, that ought to get you to sit up and take note. I'm going to ask for your participation tonight. Participation, involvement. All right? Yeah. You have a song book in front of you, most all of you do, and so I'd like for you to keep that handy. I wonder if we all have access to a Bible tonight. I hate to ask the question if you all have your Bibles, because some people may not. But do we have access to, I see we're able to get some out of the back of the pews, that's good. And so if you didn't bring your Bible, I want you to keep your Bible, this Bible you can get a hold of, I want you to keep it handy tonight. Now, I'm doing this on purpose. I titled this sermon, if you want to call it a sermon, it's, I guess, probably really not, In Times Like These. And we all know that we're living in some desperate times. I wonder how desperate we really are. I find that when we get to the point of desperation, that's when things happen. You don't do anything about your medical condition until you realize you're in desperate shape. Amen. Your legs hanging by a sinew. Oh, just put a Band-Aid on it. It'll be good. Yeah. We are living in desperate times, though. And that's no secret. It's already been referenced in the service tonight. Our country desperately needs prayer. We as a people need God's help. We need prayer. And so these next few moments, I want to draw your attention. And it is on purpose that I would like to not only activate your ears, but I want to activate your mind also through sight. And so I'm going to have you turn to the references where I will be reading from. We are going to look at the hymns that I will be giving you the numbers to here momentarily. This is on purpose. Now, I am not a teacher by trade. I know that we have teachers in our midst, educators maybe is the proper name, educators, in our midst tonight. And I believe that they would agree with me. If you see something and you hear something, preferably simultaneously, there is a better chance of retention than just either seeing it or hearing it. It activates a couple of senses in your mind, and it helps you to retain things better. And that's my point tonight. That's my purpose. Before we get to the end of this service, I trust that we will have maybe challenged you and encouraged you. But more than anything else, hopefully you leave here knowing that you can depend on a God who loves you very much. Amen. When all else fails, you can trust Him tonight. We're going to begin reading at Psalm 91. If you have your Bible already handy, Psalm 91. This is a familiar psalm to us, at least portions of it is. And so I will give you just a moment to find that passage of Scripture, Psalm 91. Looks like most everybody has landed there. Psalm 91, I'd give you a page number, but that wouldn't help you at all. It doesn't work. It used to be one of the oldest and lamest jokes from the pulpit, page number 411. Well, you know that doesn't work. But I can't really say that now. Now you have to say page number 411 or five clicks. Well, it's true because we have so many devices that technology depends on what Bible app you have. You just 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there it is. Maybe 5. Okay. So whatever your preference is, if you made it in 5 clicks, that's great. Psalm 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I've already given you the title, but it actually finds its anchoring tonight in the song. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. The songwriter said, be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. We need an anchor that's sure tonight, that's solid, that's steadfast. We're going to look at song number 436. 436. I'm going to look at verses 2 and 3. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Then I would invite you to Psalm 27 tonight. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. If thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Then if you'll look at song number 435... just that first verse, my faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. And song number 558. I looked at the wrong number for a second. 558. Couple of verses here. O safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. How oft in the conflict, when pressed by the foe, I have fled to my refuge and breathed out my woe. How often, when trials like sea billows roll, have I hidden in thee, O thou rock of my soul. Then I would invite you to turn to Psalm 142, the book of Psalms 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. My spirit was overwhelmed within me. Thou knowest my path, and the way wherein I walked. Have they privately laid a snare for me? I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Turn over just a page, maybe two, for you to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to read a couple of verses here. Verse 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. If you will allow me, I would like to sing a song for you. I'm glad I have one I can put my faith, trust in tonight. Bye. Psalm 32, I would invite your attention back. The psalmist said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through all my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moistures turned to the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. Be not as a horse or as a mule which have no understanding, whose mouth held with a bit and bridle, lest they come near to thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." In closing, I'd like to invite your attention to one more song, 107, I believe. The songwriter said, "Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. No matter what will be the test, God will take care of you. So lean weary one on his breast. God will take care of you." Would you sing this with me? God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care. Yes, God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will. Dear Lord, if there was ever a day that we needed you to take care of us. Surely this is the day. Across this congregation tonight, there's many sorrows, many pains, many hurts that just don't seem to go away. And trusting in our own ideas, our own resources, has not fixed our problem. Oh God, would you help us to understand that you want to help us. You want to take care of us. You want to be our refuge. In the time of trouble, even when it seems like everybody else is out to get us, Lord, you're still at our side. You're still on our side. Hallelujah. And tonight, we're asking, in the midst of the struggle of life, we pray that you would help us to find that resting place in your power, in your love, in your care. Would you be close to these dear people tonight? You know the heavy burdens that they bear. And surely it is only you that's able to truly bear those burdens. Help us to be open and honest enough to cry unto you in our time of trouble. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to do a work in our heart that others would stand back in awe. Say, surely it must have been the Lord. Encourage our hearts, we pray, and help us to lean upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.